Now, on BBC World Service programmes this week, we've been looking at how governments can operate an effective criminal justice system at a time when money is tight. Well, today we get the view of a prison guard here in Britain, Mike Rolfe. Now, Mike has set up the Facebook sites Know the Danger and Know the Danger Worldwide, on which prison officers and those involved in the prison system across the world can post messages about their working lives, the situations they face, and their concerns about how much economic austerity is affecting their jobs. Here are some of their abridged posts.
This week we've had three staff assaulted by prisoners requiring hospital treatment, and countless staff shortages leading to restricted regimes. Drug use has been so prevalent that my colleagues and I have been breathing in cannabis all day. Surely this is not what prison should be like. It's been bad for the last 10 years, but at this rate we might as well hand the keys over to the prisoners.
I just wanted to say that I'm an ex-prisoner, and I saw the way officers were treated. The officers that helped me out years ago gave me a good start for when I got out, and they do a sterling job. Whilst I'm not proud of being inside, it did help me from what I was becoming at the time. The violence I saw was awful, to say the least, but I can only say that the officers were professional and humane in the face of adversity. Well done, and keep up the good work. And there are a few cases where the bad can become good with the right help.
I work within the education department, and I teach young men on a daily basis. I've seen fights, trainees shouting and being abusive towards staff, potential hostage situations, and verbal abuse directed towards other education staff members. Due to the cuts, we now have less officers within education. Often we only have 2 officers per area. It's not enough to safely stop fights or extremely abusive individuals. Even so, when the trainees are in danger or are fighting, they step in with or without the numbers available. I couldn't do my job without the constant support and help of our uniformed staff. But now there are more cutbacks, more redundancies, and less support.
Well, NewsHour's Pascal Harter has been speaking to Mike Rolfe. So what made him go public?
From my own personal experience, I've been covered in urine, I've been covered in excrement, I've been covered in blood. There's times when I've been assaulted at work, and I think just that frustration over 10 years of service has built up. And it's not just me, I see that with my colleagues and my peers, and I felt it was about time that we did something about it, really, and had our voice.
You've also been accused by members of the establishment, including members of the government, of letting the side down, really, of being indiscreet, and that it's inappropriate for you to have this Facebook site and for prison guards like yourself to be sharing this kind of information.
I've been accused of bringing the service into disrepute, and that's by damaging public confidence within the prison system. I can't really deny that that is true to some extent, but what I do feel I'm doing is I'm giving prison staff the available support now via Know the Danger. They are able to talk and freely discuss a lot of their issues, and I think that actually looks at some of the support networks that are failing the staff, really. And prisoners have a voice, management have a voice, the government have a voice, and even the general public have a voice, but there's no voice for the prison staff at this moment in time, and I feel that's what Know the Danger has given the staff, the opportunity to have their voice and have their say.
When you change into your uniform and you prepare to walk down the corridor at work, does your heart beat faster? What does it feel like?
Just before you go out there to unlock the prisoners, you're pretty much expecting from the moment you unlock the door to be bombarded with questions and requests from prisoners. But also, you know there's going to be a level of abuse that comes with that now, and the fact that prisoners are going to talk to you inhumanely without respect and stuff like that, really.
You say now, abuse now, violence now. What has changed over the last couple of years then in the prisons that you feel that prison guards like yourself are getting this level of hostility?
I think the lack of support from management is a big factor. You know, we used to be heavily supported by our direct sort of line management and governors, and I feel that level of support has disappeared over the last few years.
Why would anyone become a prison guard?
I joined the job because I wanted to make a difference. I mean, before I became a prison guard, I was an accountant. I earned a lot more money than I do even nowadays. And I did it because I wanted to actually do a job that made a difference and I could feel like I could affect some change.
And what did you enjoy? What kind of change did you make?
When I first started doing the job, I used to walk a landing. We had a fair amount of respect amongst prisoners. They talked to us decently. And you could spend time with individuals that had been damaged by society, damaged by drugs, not had the right sort of lessons from their parents in life, and I felt that I was contributing to giving them right lessons and being able to help rehabilitate these individuals and putting them back into society in a better condition, really.
So you were changing lives, but how is it that a bit less money in prisons, a bit less support from the management could affect the way that you interact with the prisoners. Why can't you still change lives?
Well, I think because of the cuts and the changes to the service, I think now we rely heavily on the prisoners to maintain order amongst themselves, really. And it is dangerous, yeah. It's dangerous because we rely on goodwill of prisoners to maintain order. You know, we're not in control anymore. And what we do is we fight with appeasement all the time. You know, prisoners are always offered appeasements and we're always trying to negotiate for their behaviour to stay good. And I think that's where we struggle now. We don't have that effect and we don't have that respect from prisoners that we're able to affect the change that's needed amongst them.
But how does that work, that the cuts would translate into a lack of power for prison guards?
The changes have been forced through via management and via, obviously, government initiatives and how they see the prison service need to work. And I think because of that, the cuts have needed to be made. And prison staff have always been resistant to those cuts because we always felt we was at the bare bones even 10 years ago. And I think now we're just being forced into making these changes, and that's caused the rift between management and staff.
And do you feel like there simply aren't enough of you to impose order?
We roughly work on a ratio to 30 to 1 in my establishment, and that can sometimes be stretched, and it can be very difficult to maintain order with 30 people that are strong individuals and they're used to sometimes, they're quite well equipped and quite well trained to actually intimidate and bully on a daily basis. So for a prison officer to try and control 30 individuals that may have them skills is quite difficult.
Mike Rolfe, British prison officer who set up those Facebook sites I mentioned, Know the Danger and Know the Danger Worldwide, talking there to Pascal Harter. That's part of a series of BBC World Service programmes this week, looking at the prison system at a time of austerity.